Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
What's going on, beautiful people? Welcome to another episode of Mental Healness. Coming at you live this morning. Right now, I'm in Charlotte, North Carolina. I am your host, Damon Hammack. And if this is your first time tuning in, pretty much this is my podcast I do every day about dealing with narcissistic personality disorder and mental illness overall. My personal daily battles, my personal daily struggles. Welcome. Hope you tune in and enjoy the show. Today's episode is going to be titled, I Woke Up Feeling Worthless. Mainly because, like yesterday, if you notice yesterday, I didn't do an episode. Because yesterday, it was one of them days where you just feel like it's like a down day, you know? And sometimes there's nothing you can do when you're feeling down. Like, it's different with a mental illness than it is with like a normal person. I feel like sometimes you just can't get out of this unnecessary rut. It's literally nothing wrong with you physically. Like, you feel good, you feel healthy. You just not into it. You just don't feel good about anything. Like, your life, your existence, like, nothing in your life just seems to matter. So you just feel weak. You feel, for lack of a better word, you just feel worthless. Like I said, yesterday morning was one of those days, and I just cannot get the energy to do my podcast. I did some work. Like I said, if y'all listen to any of my previous podcasts, you know, I said, when I catch myself in one of those modes where I'm feeling down, I'll try to get out of it. I'll try to do what I need to do to get out of that rut. But a lot of times you just can't do it. You just really can't get out of the rut, and you just have to battle through it. So yesterday was one of those days, and I had both of my kids all day. My youngest is it. Both of them in school. So from 3 o'clock to, the rest of the day I had my kids by myself. And they keep you active, you know, but sometimes it can just get annoying sometimes because you have those kids, you have them, and you're trying to just trying to survive and live one day. And then they're not in the way, but if they weren't there yesterday, then I would have felt a lot worse. You know, I literally would have felt a lot worse about my day. I probably wouldn't even got out of bed yesterday if I didn't have to go get them. So that helped me out a lot. It's just having my kids there and just being able to talk to them and listen to them and watch them laugh and smile and just look at them and knowing one day that they'll be better than I am and they're not like me is good. You know, it's like it's healthy for me. It was actually good to have them there. My oldest son, he's pretty much self-sufficient. He's 11 years old. My youngest is 3, so he's the opposite of self-sufficient. He's like fucking ultra dependent on you. So it's different, you know. But I don't know, man. It was just one of those days. And like I said, the reason I look back on it today and the reason I feel how I feel right now, I feel good about it is, and I can talk about it, is because, like I said, they were there. Like, my kids were there. And it just gave me, I feel like it gave me a purpose to do stuff. It gave me a purpose to move around and go about my day, to just get out of bed. So if there's anything I want you to get from this, if you're dealing with a mental illness or you have somebody close to you that's dealing with a mental illness, it can be extremely, extremely powerful for them to find a purpose, to have something bigger than you, that you're needed for, like you're calling. Finding that shit is definitely a good thing. And like I said, just my kids yesterday were my calling. They're like, they need me. I cannot sit in bed all day. I cannot soak for nothing all day. So I moved around. I did what I needed to do. And it just gave me a reason. But I don't know, but like I said, today I feel better. I don't feel 100%, but I feel I feel better. You mean I'm active right now. I have some big things going on, big opportunity that presented itself to me today. So I'm glad I was out of it yesterday and not today, you know. So the timing of it worked out good, because now I know how I feel. I mean, I'm good to go. Like I said, if this was yesterday, I probably would have fucked it up. I would have did some self-sabotage. And, you know, we are fucking experts and fucking just overall, we're just people that self-sabotage ourselves. We just, you know, that's what we as the mentally ill, as a narcissistic personality people, we're just experts at self-sabotage. We do a bunch of shit we know we shouldn't do. We drive people away. We lose out on opportunities because of who we are, because, you know, we just miss out on them. For no other reason, just to miss out on some motherfucker just literally riding around the neighborhood on a motorcycle. Like, I'm in a cul-de-sac right now outside my brother's house, and this bitch is literally just riding around on a motorcycle in the cold. It's fucking 40. It's 42 degrees, and he got a tank top on a motorcycle. Boy, I hate some of these motherfuckers. But it's just crazy, man. But if y'all, like I said, if you're going through a rut, the thing about it is, first step one, you have to catch it. Catch it and realize that you are going through that rut. Catch it and realize that what you're going right now is not permanent. It's just temporary. Catch it at that moment. When you catch it and realize that you're down, you're in low spirits, low energy, there's certain things you can do, like posture poses and things like that, to get your energy back up and try to get back into the day. But the main thing you need to do as a person suffering with mental illness to get out of that rut, is to find your purpose. Find it. Because once you do that, it gives you a reason to do a lot of stuff. Give me a reason to move around. Give me a reason to breathe. Give me a reason to fucking stretch out and be a better human being. Just give me a reason to just give me a fucking reason. That's all you need sometimes, is a reason. Something, a driving force. It's like setting a mental goal. Like, we set a lot of goals for achievements and accomplishments throughout our lives and things like that to hit. Why not set a mental goal? Acknowledge the fact that you're in a rut and set a goal to get out of it. Set a goal to find your purpose. Set a goal to go out there and be active. Take a walk. Do something to break whatever going on in your head. Do something to break up the process, to break up the pattern, because that's what we do. We get stuck in these patterns, and the patterns, you know, they are, sometimes it's impossible to get out of the fucking pattern. It's definitely, like I said, it's 100% impossible to get out of the pattern. So it's hard to fight against your programming, because we've all been programmed for however long you've been alive. You've been programmed, me, I've been programmed for 34 years. So imagine fighting 34 years of programming, trying to fight it in one day. That ain't gonna work. You got thousands and thousands of days of fucking being programmed one way. Now you try to, one day, you try to fight it. You can't do that. Baby steps. Baby steps are still steps. And that's what we need to do. We need to take baby steps in the right direction to be better human beings. Because sometimes I wake up, I mean, when I'm in a rut like that, I just feel like jealous that I wish I could be normal. I'm like, I wish I could just be a normal person. Like, why can't I be normal? I mean, why do I have to feel like this once a week, once every 2 weeks, once a month? Why do I have to feel like this? And it's annoying as shit to feel like this, to have to deal with it and things like that. So now I'm just fighting against what I have going on to try to be a better person. Because like I say, I found my purpose. My purpose is to, I have to raise these little humans to be better than I am. To be the best, not necessarily better than I am, but to be the best people that they can be. But anyways, y'all, I'm going to cut this thing short. I know it's a short one today. This is my first time doing it in the morning, so I'm not really prepared. I was just like, I'm just going off the top of the head with it. But anyways, if y'all need any help with anything, please just reach out to me. Follow my Instagram. It's mental, M-E-N-T-A-L, underscore, healness, H-E-A-L-N-E-S. SS. That's an Instagram. And follow me on there. I'll follow you back. Send me a message. Let me know how things are going. Follow Spotify. Listen to the podcast. I love y'all. Remember, find your purpose. Be a better human being. We can fight this shit together. Don't suffer in silence. Peace out.